Well, you may have noticed Facebook rolling out some new features. And same song, second verse, problems again with Apple's battery life. This and more in the world of tech. Let's check in with the techie guy, Liron Segev. Good morning, Liron.
Good morning, everybody.
All right, let's start first with the Facebook changes. I guess this is rolling out in phases.
Yeah, so Facebook has a conference every year called the F8. It's like a developer and conference where they announce new changes, allowing the developers some time to understand what those changes mean, how can they integrate into their apps, etc. So they've revealed a whole bunch of interesting things. And so let's talk about some of the ones which are relevant to all of us. So Facebook is getting a little bit boring, let's be honest. We all have that friends that overshare. We all have those friends who are always seem to be on some sort of a vacation. So we don't tend to go into Facebook that often anymore like we used to in the past. However, one thing in Facebook that we do love are the groups and events, things of that nature. So Facebook has realized that, and they're going to put more of an emphasis on getting you news and information from the groups and the events that you actually belong to or the events that you're going to, which I think is actually going to be pretty good since the Facebook groups is where there's lots and lots of interesting value. That's the first update. We'll probably see more information from those groups in our news feed as opposed to kind of more of the boring stuff. So that's number one. Number two, Facebook is getting a little bit creepy. Well, creepier if you can believe that, because they're now introducing something called Meet New Friends is basically, it's trying to kind of connect you with people who you've got the same kind of interest with. Could this end badly? Yes, I think it's going to. Do we really need to know that that person who happens to be at the same coffee shop that we are and they like the same kind of thing? I'm not so sure. So I'm a bit concerned about that. So how much of our information is going to be paired with somebody else's information?
Is that something you can turn on and off so you don't have to participate in that?
It better be. We're not sure of the details because obviously this is just kind of an announcement yet. So, but I would expect it to be. Facebook is very serious about letting you kind of get more control of your information. They have to be since they're under the microscope. So I'm assuming you'll be able to opt in to a feature like that. If you do want to meet new people, great. If you're happy with the friends you have, well, I'm sure you'll be able to opt out of that one. So speaking of still in the creepy kind of department, they have got an app called Secret Crush. This has been out in 2018. It's kind of making its way to more countries. But essentially, it's a very bad version of Tinder. This is the only way I can describe it. So if you kind of have a crush on someone, you can say that you do. If they happen to have the app and they've got a crush on you, they'll say that they do, and then it meshes the two of you up. What could possibly go wrong with that as well? So, again, it's one of those things that you opt into, so there's no worries if this is not your thing. You're perfectly fine. Nobody's going to force you to do anything. The one I do want to kind of talk about for a second is that Facebook is looking to test a new feature on Instagram, because obviously Facebook owns Instagram, where they're no longer going to be displaying the number of likes that a photograph, that an Insta post has. Now, that's very interesting because we tend to place a lot of value on, if a picture has got lots of likes, it must be more valuable. People are social media influencers. They need to get millions and millions of likes on their posts. So they're looking to hide that. It seems to be rolling out in Canada first, of all places. No idea why, but that's their first launching place. And then they'll kind of see how that goes and roll it out everywhere else. I think it's really good from a teenage point of view, from social, where social media has made so much worth on the number of likes and followers that you have. I think this is a very, very good step. How will it affect kind of business and revenue when you're an influencer? Well, I think influencers will still have access to those stats, but just won't be publicly available. So these are a couple of things to look out for. There's many more, but these are the hot, juicy ones which are rolling off the press at the moment.
All right. We're talking with Liron Segev, the techie guy. We also see, Liron, that you want to talk with us about a new phone and also Apple and its problems with iPhone battery life.
Okay, I'm bearer of bad news again, so don't shoot the messenger. But basically, a company called Which is an advocacy group based out of the UK. What they did is they tested 9 iPhone models, and they discovered that there's a discrepancy in the battery life claimed by Apple between 18% and, get this, 51%. So what it means? It means that the iPhone XR, which is the latest phone, is supposed to give you a 25-hour on full charge. If you charge it fully, you get 25 hours of battery life. However, when they tested the same phone, they only lasted 16 hours and 32 minutes. So 51% less than Apple says it's supposed to be.
But that would depend upon what apps you have running.
Correct.
And how you're using your phone. I assume that the this testing is that they've got some restrictions on it.
Completely. It's not just leave the phone on and then let it drain the battery. They've got simulations of making continuous phone calls. They've got using continuous apps, nonstop internet browsing. They simulate basically how somebody would use a phone. And repeated tests managed to get 51% less than Apple claims that it's supposed to be. So you're 100% right, not leaving the phone on and then watching it slowly, slowly drain the battery.
All right, let's talk about a new phone that's coming out. It's called OnePlus 7 Pro. Who makes this, and is it any good?
So it looks amazing. It's made by a company called OnePlus. It is going to be launched in New York on the 14th of May, which is next this month. And what is interesting about this, they've taken a very different approach to all the cell phone launches and cell phone events. They're doing something very big, open to the public, as opposed to closed and restricted. The phone looks incredible. And it's supposed to be the up-and-comer. They did really well with the previous model, the 6T. This is kind of the next one up. And really exciting specs from what we've seen that's been leaked out already. Price-wise, we're not really sure. Obviously, this is pre-launch. But we're expecting around $560, $600. So good price, great phone, great camera, and something new to look out for.
What kind of operating system?
And this is Android.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and it's 5G. Apparently, it's going to be the first 5G, real 5G in production. So, again, these are all speculative based on internet chatter, and you know how reliable that is. So we'll have to wait till the 14th to see what's actually going to be launched.
Do we know how much it's going to cost?
I think $560, $600 seems to be the latest rumors, but they kind of fluctuate up and down quite often.
Certainly worth paying attention to. All right.
Definitely.
Thanks, Liron. Good talking with you.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
KLA. Oops.
I'm sorry. Liron Segev is the techie guy, and you can find him online right there at thetechieguy.com.